After Cold was published, Mr. Gardner decided to retire from the gig. In 1996, I was hired by Ian Fleming, Glidrose Publications Limited, to continue the series. I wrote 0-10, 1997, The Facts of Death, 1998, High Time to Kill, 1999, Double Shot, 2000, Never Dream of Dying, 2001, and The Man with the Red Tattoo, 2002, as well as the film novelizations for Tomorrow Never Dies, 1997, The World Is Not Enough, 1999, and Die Another Day, 2002. Two of my short stories, Blast from the Past and Midsummer Night's Doom, appeared in Playboy, and Live at Five was published in TV Guide magazine. The Union Trilogy and Choice of Weapons, anthologies of my Bond works, were published in 2008 and 2010, respectively. Other authors have joined the family since my tenure. Charles Higson wrote a series of popular young adult novels, the Young Bond series, beginning with Silverfin in 2005. Samantha Weinberg, writing as Kate Westbrook, wrote three novels from the point of view of the Miss Moneypenny character, The Moneypenny Diaries. Official original adult Bond novels resumed with Sebastian Fox's Devil May Care in 2008 and Jeffrey Deaver's Carte Blanche in 2011. Since I have the good fortune to be a member of this dynasty of authors, I cannot be the one to update the James Bond Bedside Companion. It would be inappropriate and unethical for me to make critical judgments on other writers or the film series. Therefore, the Bedside Companion appearing here is the unchanged 1988 edition. The book is presented, warts and all. By this I mean that there were some errors in the original version. Quite a few, in fact, mostly dumb spelling mistakes. I've always known about them. When I tried to get them corrected for the 1988 update, I was told that the publishers couldn't revise the already existing text because of the cost to redo the plates. So I left them. Some of the more glaring ones are: the character's name is Osato, not Osata, in the film You Only Live Twice. The sisters are named Jill and Tilly Masterton, not Masterson, in the Goldfinger novel, as opposed to the film. Bond impersonates Peter Franks, with a K, not Franks, with a C, in the Diamonds Are Forever novel. But it's spelled correctly in the film section. It's Sheikh Hossein, not Hussein, in the film The Spy Who Loved Me. Things like that. There may also be some odd comments within the film section. When I wrote the book in the early 80s, it was a time when VCRs were not commonplace. For those who owned them, they were expensive, elite toys. By the time I obtained my first VCR, I had already written the book, and even then, not all of the Bond films were available on videotape. I didn't have the luxury of repeat viewings. Hence, all of my reflections on the films were from memory. When I was researching the book in 1981 and 1982, I traveled to the Library of Congress to review the films, and even then I was able to watch them only once. So if there are some discrepancies with what you remember about the pictures, there's a reason. Perhaps new revelations regarding Ian Fleming's life, or the historical facts behind Bond history and the making of the motion pictures, have been presented in the years since this book was published. For example, I claimed that Joseph Wiseman voiced the character of Ernst Stavro Blofeld in the film Thunderball. Now I know this is not true. It was Eric Pullman, the same actor in From Russia with Love. That said, I still stand by my opinions and analyses of the books and films, with one exception. I was probably too harsh on John Gardner. I was in my 20s when I wrote this book, and, like many of my own critics, I was a fussy Bond fan. When I was in the hot seat, I began to appreciate the truly difficult task John had in coming up with a new and original James Bond adventure every year. Writing The Bedside Companion changed my life. I am continually grateful to the heirs of the late Ian Fleming and to the people at Ian Fleming Glidrose Publications Limited for putting their trust in me not only to do The Bedside Companion back then, but also to continue the Bond novels for 7 years. It was indeed an honor, and one that I don't take lightly. Whether or not the book is still a Bond Bible is not for me to judge. I just hope